Silence. A huge policing operation is underway in the capital because of a pro-Palestinian rally. Our reporter Ivor Bennett in Westminster, where a smaller so-called counter-demonstration's being held.
Some of it is very aggressive, actually. They're chanting things like "England till I die," "You're not English anymore" at the police officers who are here. There was pushing, there was shoving, and we saw some bottles thrown, and it did feel really quite tense.
Princess Anne's joined a nationwide silence on Armistice Day to mark the end of the First World War, and the act of remembrance at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire this morning included a special poem called "Enduring Freedom."
For those who paid for our peace with their lives, we can give ourselves to the greater good, to use our time in noble sacrifice, to stand for a better world as they stood.
The head of the Red Cross says he's shocked and appalled by the images and reports coming from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. Staff have fled after missile strikes, which Israel's blaming on misfiring rockets from Palestinian militants. Mourners have gathered for the funeral of a 15-year-old girl who was stabbed to death on her way to school in September. Alian Adnam died in an attack in Croydon, South London. Her aunt, Sylvia's, delivered the eulogy.
Alian was a young girl with a strong sense of justice and an aversion to unfairness and injustice. She had a motto that reflected her unwavering belief in eternity. Everyone will die. Where will you spend eternity, heaven or hell?
Iceland's declared a state of emergency over the threat of a volcanic eruption. Thousands of tremors have shaken southwestern areas of the country in recent days. And in sport, Tottenham will be hoping to put Monday's derby defeat to Chelsea behind them. They play Wolves later this hour. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the weekend wind-up on Phoenix 98 FM. Good to have you company.
Baby, they say. We don't perform miracles, no. We don't perform miracles. No. To be a jet setter, be a head start. Ooh, to be a, ooh, to be a, look at me. Ooh, when something new. Ooh, to be a.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you today? Hope you're well. It's a lovely autumn day. Good to be in your company today. With you now till 3 o'clock with some great music. All the usual stuff. It's got a brilliant cover from another today. Mr. Mark Searby will be joining me to talk about the Phoenix film and DVD review. I've got Take 5. Danny's pulled another cracker out of the bag today in Danny's Choice. So you don't need to go anywhere. Pop the kettle on. Do the housework. Whatever you're doing, turn up the radio in the van or the car and tune in. It's good to be in your company. But loads of new music. And this next track, oh, it's a good one. This is new. Doing really well. It's the Rolling Stones. Oh, yes. This is Mess It Up.
Seduce my landlord, broke in my heart. Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Janet Jackson there. with Whoops Now. Great hearing that again. So how's your day going? Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you're up to. If you're out and about, or if you're working, or you're just chilling indoors, hope you're having a restful time and looking after yourselves. Now, I spoke to you last week, and I think the week before as well, about something we're supporting at the moment, which if you can get involved with, we'd really appreciate it. And it's the Brentwood Food Bank, who are part of a nationwide network of food banks. They're supported by the Trussell Trust, and they're based at Doddinghurst Road Church. And basically, they provide an essential service to the community. They really do. And they are finding themselves kind of really under pressure at the moment. There are more and more people struggling at the moment with the cost of living crisis, particularly this time of year as it heads towards, you know, Christmas. There's, you know, that risk of people getting into debt because they feel they need to live up to kind of expectations and all of that. And basically, people are struggling to eat, and, you know, it's just not on. It really isn't. So they are looking to see if we can support, and they are looking for donations. Now, we appreciate everybody is in the same boat at the moment. You know, money isn't, for a lot of people, money isn't easy, and we know things are difficult. But if you're in the supermarket and you think to yourself, I can pick up, you know, a supermarket-owned brand of kind of peas or ham or whatever, they'd really appreciate it, anything, the donation you can do, they'd really love. So if you can, you need to give them a call on 01277 224 528. That's 01277 224 528, or you can email them info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. that's info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. and they're looking for things like tin goods, so ham, corned beef, tuna, kind of chili, potatoes, meatballs, ravioli, all those sorts of things, as well as kind of jams, biscuits, tea and coffee, and also toiletries, which are really important as well. So shower gel, shampoo, deodorant, etc. If you can make a donation, please, please, please do, and they would really appreciate it. They really would.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day, and from me anyway, and the roads are looking exceptionally busy at the moment. Now, there was a problem late yesterday which went on to this morning on the M25. Clockwise around the Brook Street roundabout, there was recovery work going on. A lorry went over the flyover yesterday onto the carriageway, caused a major incident, and it's caused delays between Junction 27, which is the M11, and Junction 28, which is the A12. It's now been cleared, but there's still a backlog of traffic moving there, so it's much slower than usual, so avoid the area if at all possible. All other surrounding roads at the moment, not looking too bad actually. The impact on those hasn't been as severe as thought. Now, on the public transport, the London Underground, they've got engineering works, which is going to mean a complete shutdown of the Circle District, Hammersmith and City, Jubilee and Metropolitan lines until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, those services aren't going to affect kind of main lines like C2C, but they might find those services are more busy, so be mindful of that if you are travelling. C2C showing is running okay today, as is Greater Anglia Network into London Liverpool Street, so not too bad. All services running fine, but obviously that could change, so I'll make sure I update you again in the next hour.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, and I kissed you. Ask me if I wanna come inside, 'cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on the starlit night, and all your gorgeous colors. I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. See you stay in your dress, swearing. Sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear. On a starlit night, in all your gorgeous colors, I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swearing for me for all our friends. There'll never be another. I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. I want the world to witness when we finally say I do. It's the way. Crystal clear on a starlit night, there'll never be another. I promise that I love you. I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. Promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. Sorry for the times I made you cry. I need an order.
letting you down. You used to say it's only me I'm hurting, but I saw you on the stage. The kid was crying and the dogs were howling and a siren filled the air. What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Or will I be king again? What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Or will I be king of everything? Tempted myself time and time again. Like self-destruction was so cruel. I mocked your tears and I scarred your heart. I blame the past and I blame you. You used to say it's only me I'm hurting, but I saw you on the stage. Was crying and the dogs were howling and a siren filled the air. What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Will I be king again? What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown?
Go, Boy George there, king of everything. Now, I want to tell you about some guests we got coming into the studio over the weekend. So soon you'll have today's Phoenix Film and DVD Review, Mr. Mark Searby on my show. That's coming up very, very soon. Tomorrow on the arts programme, Claire and Natalie are going to be joined by, now, forgive me for my pronunciation here, I think it's Shukrat Turgikojiev. Turgikojiev, I think it is, and Groove Sensation, but a stunning, stunning guest tomorrow, so make sure you check them out. But apologies for my pronunciation on that. Then on the breakfast show on Monday, Mikey's going to be joined by Colin Barber from the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. He'll be coming in to talk about the Brentwood Business Awards. And on the 1-2-3 show on Monday as well, Scott's going to be talking to Mike Davis from the Raleigh Town Museum about the First World War. There's so many people coming in next week. I'll go through the guests, some more guests later on the show for you. But, yeah, do listen in because there's some a real diverse range of people we've got coming in, which is great. Great news for us and great news for you as a listener.
I don't worry about nothing. I ain't wearing that nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture, I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta go to work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody, I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby
make it clap, no hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put it right like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight for, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go away.
Work, work,
no.
Work, 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 work.
But you gotta go away.
We can work from home. The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You want movies? These two are in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
So it's Saturday and it's Mr. Mark Searby on the Phoenix Film and DVD Review. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. You?
Good. Yeah, not bad. Not bad, thank you. A bit fed up with this weather, but it's autumn, so we just have to cope with it, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, that's true. We're coming up to December. You know what that means? We're coming up to Christmas.
Dreaded C word, yeah.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I've seen my first house with decorations up in.
Oh!
Yeah. And, you know, the more tolerant part of me should be, well, people are allowed to do what they want in their own time. It's nothing to do with me. The less tolerant part of me wants to burn the place down. So.
Well, each yes. their own. I'm just yes. pleased I haven't got mine up and you're going past my house then, thankfully.
Yes, and it was over a week ago I saw this, so it's
wow.
early November.
I know,
it's just, yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it? But
we'll come to Christmas stuff, you know, that's the thing. So what I will say is we've got no Christmas movies this week.
Hooray, hooray. So each to their own. But what do we have this week then?
So basically on Netflix right now, streaming on Netflix, is The Killer. And this is about an assassin who attempts to battle his employers and himself as he faces an international manhunt that he insists isn't personal. Now, this is the new film from director David Fincher, who I always think he's a really interesting director. You know, he makes the crime genre so much better when he makes movies, I think. You know, you just got to look at stuff like Seven, Zodiac, Gone Girl, fantastic crime movies. The Game, I love The Game. The Killer, I think, is another one to add to those. It's quite a cold, quite a calculating thriller, but I love how David Fincher makes his character so standoffish, but we as audience don't really love them, and yet we're fascinated by them.
Yeah, it's hard to dislike them as well, isn't it? It's the polar opposite. Yeah,
that's the weird thing. Like there is times in this movie where I think I should really be hating this guy, but actually I don't love him. I'm almost liking him, but I am fascinated by him. And I think that's the beauty of The Killer, is that you are fascinated by him. He's only known as The Killer. We never know his name. It's never spoken either. He's an assassin. We shouldn't like him, really. But when he's fighting for his life, then you sort of, as we've just mentioned, in a weird way, kind of warm to him and his methods as well. You know, this is a guy who will literally spend days camped out in an abandoned office just for that one kill shot. He is relentless and he's very ruthless as well. But that's his job. And the way that David Fincher films him, it does make him seem pretty cool. You know, he shouldn't be saying that, but he is pretty cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's a bit like, do you watch The Boys?
Yes.
It's a bit like
Butcher. Homelander.
and Homelander, you think, oh, I should really despise you, but there's a part of me thinking, I want to be you.
That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. You're absolutely right. It's obvious in this movie. Yeah. He's the bad guy. He's the bad guy. But you can't help but think, you know what? He's pretty cool. He is pretty cool at times. But then, as I said, you know, he camps out in this abandoned warehouse for days waiting for that one kill shot. But this kill shot goes wrong. That then amps up the tension and the pace of the film. So the killer goes on the run, but he also wants to get to those who want him dead and have also harmed a friend of his as well. It's no John Wick. Okay, I'll say that. It is a very different movie. You know, John Wick's all about the punching and the kicking and the running and the jumping. That's not this. This guy
but,
is...
But we don't need another John Wick.
You're right, we don't. We've got John Wick.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
That's it. This is different. This guy's methodical. He's intelligent. He plans everything out to the precise second in order to get right up close and personal with those who he believes have wronged him without making a sound and without anybody seeing him. There's a moment in this movie where he talks about his clothes. You'll see in the trailer he wears a Hawaiian shirt and a bucket hat. And it's quite a funny bit as to how he comes into these clothes. But at the same time, you understand his mindset more. You don't think it's just a throwaway gag. It's not. It's methodical. That's the beauty of this character. Then you've got the fight scenes. Now, these don't happen a lot at all. But when they do, there is a heck of a punch here. There's one fight scene in particular that I just thought, this is dialing it up right to 11. You know, it's relentless for about 10 minutes. And it's exhausting to watch. You know, with like something like John Wick, you kind of go, yes, it's great. I'm really enjoying it. But it is kind of over the top because either people have, you know, bones aren't broken, but people are either dead or they're not. With this, it's completely different. As I said, it's very real.
Yeah, it feels real, yeah.
Yeah, and I have to give huge praise to Michael Fassbender for making it like that. He plays the killer. And he's just so athletic in these fight sequences.
Can I ask, what do you think of Fassbender? I think he's a stunning actor.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I don't think he gets the respect he deserves.
No, I don't either, no.
And I think that's due to the fact that you can't pigeonhole him either. I think that's the beauty of this guy. And I think that's why David Fincher wanted to work with him, because he brings so many different facets to his performances. And that's what you get here. As I said, he's a cold character. He's a cut-off character as well. Yet there's something fascinating about him, something interesting. And it is another different performance from Michael Fassbender here. And I think it's one that requires, well, it does require minimal dialogue and minimal facial expressions. And that, to me, I'm just thinking, that's a difficult job for an actor. But he does it superbly.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what we were saying, Spencer, is that he's a brilliant actor, just doesn't get the respect he deserves quite yet. I think it's coming. I really do. I think it's going to start with the killer. Well, it started, obviously, many years ago for most of us. But The Killer is one of those movies where, you, as I said, you're just transfixed by it all. It's superb. Like, the whole film is just a really masterful crime movie from David Fincher, who, you know, is a master at making these crime films. So I sat there and I could feel the tension slowly rising, slowly rising, slowly rising, all the way to the end. But you don't really notice it in the movie. That's the thing. It's very cleverly done. I came away from this movie going, yep, Fincher's done it again. Another brilliant movie.
So you highly recommend, yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's streaming on Netflix now.
That's fantastic. Well, that will go on the list. Thank you very much. Right, what's next?
Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
Of course it is.
Genuinely the film's title. It's now streaming on Prime Video as well. And this is about famed paranormal psychologist Dr. Nandor Fodor, who investigates a family's claim of a talking animal. He uncovers a mysterious web of hidden motives when everybody is a suspect in his relentless pursuit of the truth. So, you'll like this, Spencer. This is based on a true story.
What?
This is based on a true story. Nandor Fodor, Dr. Nandor Fodor, did exist. He was a paranormal psychologist. He did go to the Isle of Wight to investigate claims of a talking mongoose who was called Jeff, by the way. Jeff, that's what they called him. And he wrote a book afterwards about it.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you hear and you think, no, absolutely not, but stranger things have happened.
Well, this is the thing. You're right. Stranger things have happened. The film itself is quite an interesting piece because it kind of lures you in with this paranormal element of the talking mongoose. And yet later on, it flips it to something else. For the most part, it's about the hunt to actually see Jeff. And he talks to people from behind the walls or under floorboards, but very few townsfolk have actually seen him. So it becomes this sort of cat and mouse game between Fodor and Jeff. Should that be human and mongoose? I'm not really sure, to be honest. On one hand, it's thrilling because he's desperate to finally set eyes on this phenomenon. But on the other, it's deeply frustrating because Jeff just keeps appearing out of reach, out of sight. And, you know, if you want the film to show you a creature in the early stages, this isn't for you. It's not a horror film either, I must say that. It's not a horror film. It's a thriller for most parts of it because it's about trying to see if Jeff is actually real or if there are other culprits at play. And that's when the film adds a dash of mystery as well. Fodor almost becomes like Hercule Poirot in his investigating of everyone in the house and in the village. And I rather enjoyed that because when he's suspecting everyone and putting the spotlight on them, there's some funny elements in this movie. It's really funny. Like, Nandor Fodor is played by Simon Pegg. And it's not laugh a minute, but you know what Pegg's like. He's really good at doing this slight comedy as well. Then I'd said to you, you know, that towards the end there's this slight switch, and that's what happens in the film. So the hunt for Jeff does continue, but then that sort of, it doesn't become, it's not the main focus. Instead, it's actually about Fodor discovering who he is as a parapsychologist. So it's a bit of an inwards look at himself and if he is on the right track when it comes to his career and being taken seriously. You know, it's a psychologist turning the spotlight on himself and seeking answers he normally seeks from others. So an interesting viewpoint. I think it's one that keeps the film on its toes. It keeps it buzzing along as well. So while I'm sure loads of people are going to come to this as a sort of weird, paranormal, 14 times story, there is a lot more to it. And I think having Simon Pegg and Minnie Driver in the lead roles helps a lot because they're both very entertaining. Minnie Driver gets, I think, most of the funny lines in it as well. She's very, very good in this. This is an interesting movie, and I thought it was quite watchable in a sort of strange, are they seeking the truth? What are they actually seeking type way? So, yeah, a curious movie, but I came away enjoying it.
I think we mentioned about Fassbender earlier. I think Minnie Driver's another one that's never really fully got that recognition. I think she's an outstanding actress in comedy.
I completely agree with you. Completely agree. You know, Gross Point Blank is a fantastic movie, and she's fantastic in that as well. You know, she's great in Rounders as well. Yeah, you make a good point there, Spencer, actually. Another person who deserves to be bigger, I think.
It's almost like one of these people that people know, but they don't know why they know her. Does that make sense?
Yes. She's like, yes.
She's famous, and they know she's an actress, but in what? And she's been in some really good stuff, and she's outstanding, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you. She's great in this. She's great in this. But as we said, she's great in most things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this sounds bonkers, but it sounds fascinating. They're like, yeah. How would you position this? You say it's a thriller, but then it's not horror. Would you position this mainly as a thriller?
Yeah, thriller slash drama, maybe, with a touch of comedy in there. It's very much about seeking oneself in there. But the comedy lightens it up, and I like that about it.
Right. We shall watch that with interest. Great stuff. So thanks for today, mate. What have we got? Anything for next week?
So next week we're going to do a British movie called Saltburn. We're also going to do, sorry about this, Spencer, we're actually going to do our first Christmas movie.
In November,
sorry. But it's actually a reissue of a very old Christmas movie, Santa Claus the Movie.
Oh, I actually like that film.
There we go. Well, it's being reissued, so we're going to talk about that next week. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we will also review Gran Turismo, the movie about the boy who did the game and then transitioned into actually racing the cars. Confusing? Yes, sir, it was confusing for me because I didn't know it.
No, I didn't know that either.
No, no, exactly. So we'll talk about those next week.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you. Well, thanks for today. Really, really great. Some recommendations. Really appreciate it. You have a good week.
I will do. You too.
Take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Felt so fake, not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back the smile. Remodeled, used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. The eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji. I'm on the Lisa Masterpiece. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.